Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 edits lesson, and we're doing a very specific, very satisfying job. Building an Amen-style intro that feels like real jungle but still lands with modern drum and bass punch when the drop arrives. The target is that perfect contradiction. In the intro, you want air, grit, swing, room, and a bit of dust like it came from a record, but when the drums and bass hit, you want the transient hierarchy to be clean, the low end to be controlled, and the whole thing to translate on modern systems without the break turning into harsh break and highs or floppy low mids. We're going to get there by splitting the amen into roles, balancing those roles in context of the drop, and arranging the intro so it feels like it's arriving, not just getting louder. First, set the session up for success. Put your tempo in the classic rolling range, 172 to 176 BPM. Choose it now, because warping and micro-timing decisions make more sense when the tempo is locked. And a quick mindset check, you can absolutely keep the intro looser than the drop, but looser doesn't mean sloppy. It means you preserve the break's micro-timing, and you tighten only what you must so your edits and layering stay predictable. Now grab your Amen loop, drag it onto an audio track and name it Break Amen RAW. Open clip view, turn warp on, and choose a warp mode intentionally. If this is a typical break with lots of transient information, beats mode is usually the move. Set it to beats, preserve transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70%. Here's the feel. Lower envelope gets you tighter and drier. Higher envelope keeps more of the tail and the room. Don't overthink the number, but listen for the moment where it stops sounding like a break and starts sounding like a loop being chewed up. Try to avoid warp marker spam. Only place markers where the break actually drifts. If you pin every hit, you will kill the swing, and you'll wonder why the intro suddenly feels plasticky and dead. The goal is simple. Match the grid enough to edit cleanly, while preserving the original micro timing because that is the soul. Now we split the break into tone versus punch. This is the core philosophy of the entire lesson. Duplicate the raw track until you have three layers. Amen tone, amen punch, amen effects slash edits. Think of amen tone as your vintage layer. It tells the story. It contains the mid-range movement, the room, the found on vinyl identity. Amen punch is your modern layer. It's the headline. It makes the groove readable on small speakers, and it defines the front edge without replacing the break's vibe. Amen effects slash edits is your spice rack. Seasoning, not the meal. Let's build the tone chain first. On amen tone, start with a Q8. High pass somewhere around 35 to 60 Hz. Breaks are not your sub. If you let them pretend to be sub, you end up with low-end smear and no headroom for the actual bass and kick relationship later. If it's fizzy, do a gentle high shelf cut around 8 to 12k, maybe 1 to 3 dB. And if the break needs that room body, you can try a tiny bump around 200 to 350 Hz. Tiny, 1 dB is plenty. If you push that area too hard, you'll get cardboard. Next, add drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch near 0 to 10. Turn boom off. For this layer, we do not want fake low end. Use damp if it's brittle, somewhere around 6 to 10k. And here's a big tone layer move. Pull transients down, like minus 5 to minus 15. That softens edges and immediately moves you toward vintage. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. Soft clip on, but treat it as a safety net, not a vibe generator. Optional, but very effective. Add echo for room memory. 1/16th or 1/8. Low feedback like 5 to 12%. Filter it so it's not muddy or hissy. And keep mix very low, like 3 to 8%. You're not trying to hear delay. You're trying to feel the brick living in a space. Now the punch layer. On amen punch, start with that Q8 again, but this time high pass more aggressively, somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, steeper if you need. The punch layer should not fight your kick and sub. It exists for transient definition and presence. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 450 Hz, maybe 1 to 4 dB. If you need more stick, add a little around 2 to 5k. Keep it tasteful. If you boost too much here, your ear will get tired before the drop even arrives. Now drum bus again, but with a different mission. Drive can be 10 to 25%. Add transients, plus 10 to plus 25. Add crunch for bite, maybe 5 to 15%. Damp often ends up a bit higher, like 8 to 12k, depending on how aggressive you want it. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are good starting points. Drive 1 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and trim output back to unity. That last part matters. If you don't gain stage, You'll think the sounds better when it's just louder. Finally, add a limiter, not for loudness, but for transient containment, ceiling around -0.8, and you only want 1 to 2 dB of reduction on peaks. If it's slamming more than that, you're flattening the exact thing you're trying to preserve. Now a crucial coaching move before you compress and saturate everything. Clip gain the loudest amen hits. Go through the break and find the few hits that jump out. Often a crashy hat, a rim, or a nasty little spike. Pull those down 1 to 3 dB with clip gain. This makes your glue and drum bus behave more musically, and it keeps that old record dynamic without random ear stabs. Next, modern reinforcement. This is where people accidentally delete the amen identity, so we're going to do it with intent. Create a MIDI track called kick/snare support. Load a drum rack. Choose a short, Control DNB kick, and a snare that has a crisp transient. If you need body, add a second snare layer, but keep it disciplined. Program a core pattern that matches the amen's accents. Yes, classic is kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, but don't straighten the groove into EDM. The amen's internal push and pull is the whole point. Velocity shape it. Main snare hits can live around 100 to 127. Ghost support hits should be much lower, like 20 to 60, and only where they help. Now we glue the support to the break with subtle sidechain. Put a compressor on amen punch, sidechain it from kick/snare support. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release 50 to 120 ms. And we're talking 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. That creates space so your support transients read cleanly without you turning everything up. And now, phase-aware layering. This is one of the most advanced but simple wins you can get. Zoom in on a snare hit, where the amen and your support snare land together. Nudge your support snare by plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds. Use track delay, or adjust the clip start. You're listening for the combined hit to get louder and punchier without extra EQ. If it gets thinner, you're canceling. Keep nudging until it locks. This is the difference between my snare layering doesn't work and oh wow, it just got bigger. Now group your three amen tracks into an amen bus. This is where we do broad strokes and vibe glue. On the amen bus, start with EQ8. High pass 30 to 40 Hz to keep rumble out. If the stack is harsh, do a gentle dip around 3 to 6K. If it's too dull, a tiny high shelf at 10K can help, like half a dB to 1.5 dB. But be careful with static top-end boosts. Breaks often punish you later when you add punch. If you're pushing modern punch and you notice harshness, preempt it on the punch layer instead. Tiny notches around 5 to 9K on amen punch, ideally dynamic if you can, will let the toned layer keep its airy dust without you de-essing the whole bus after the fact. Add glue compressor on the bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 30 ms so transients pass, release auto, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Sync tape glue, not crushed break. If you want controlled grit in Live 12, Roar is amazing here, but the keyword is gentle. Start with a mild preset, then reduce. Low drive, low mix, like 5 to 15% wet. Filter the distortion so it focuses on mids and doesn't trash your low end. Now balance. This is the make or break moment. Set amen tone as your main fader reference. This is the anchor. Bring amen punch up until it just reads as modern on small speakers, not until it sounds exciting solo, until it translates, and keep effects/edits low. It should feel like personality, not chaos. Here's an extra coach note that will save you from mixing the wrong thing. Do a drop context mix, not an intro-only mix. Loop the last two bars of the intro and the first two bars of the drop. Balance your amen layers while hearing the bass and main drums that arrive after the transition. The correct intro balance often feels a touch underwhelming by itself, and perfect in context. If you mix the intro to feel drop level on its own, you'll steal the drop's impact. Now let's talk edits, because we want jungle flavor without random chop fatigue. On amen FX/edits, commit to a few signature moves. Not new edits every bar. Motifs. Call and response. First move, a classic stutter into a bar line. Take a one bar section of the break, consolidate it, then slice to new MIDI track by transients. Now you've got a drum rack of slices. Program a quick 1/16th or 1/32nd snare repeat leading into a key moment, like bar 9 or bar 17. Shape the velocities so it's not machine gun. Something like 110, 85, 70, 95 already feels human. Add auto filter on that FX track, low pass 24. Either automate the cutoff for a DJ filter vibe, or use a small envelope amount so the stutter speaks and then tucks back. Second move, reverse hit plus reverb throw. Duplicate a snare slice, Reverse it, add reverb with a decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, high pass the reverb at 250 to 500 Hz, and automate the wet up just for that reverse moment. Then freeze and flatten, at moment to audio so it's consistent and easy to arrange. Now arrangement, we'll use a reliable 16 bar blueprint, and you can stretch it to 32 later. Bars 1 to 4, tone only, maybe slightly filtered. This is where you establish the record feel. If you want, add a very quiet vinyl or air texture, but keep it almost subliminal. Automate a slow high pass filter opening on the bus so it feels like the system is waking up. Bars 5 to 8, start bringing in punch gradually with volume automation. Bring in kick and snare support sparsely, maybe just the snare on 2 and 4 at first. Add one small fill at bar 8, not a fireworks show, just a wink. Bars 9 to 12, full break balance, tone plus punch, more consistent reinforcement. Add one or two signature edits, but keep repeating the idea rather than inventing new ones. That repetition is what makes it feel intentional.